Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Thursday, April 11th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. The Wall Street Journal is calling downtown St. Louis a doom loop.
The population was already receding. There were empty buildings, competition from newer offices in the suburbs. The business district doesn't have a lot of places to live. And so when the pandemic hit, people stopped going there. So you had the AT&T Tower selling for just $4 million a couple of years ago. In 2006, it sold for $205 million. And let's not even talk about the sad fate of the Railway Exchange Building. The Wall Street Journal says the University of Toronto found the St. Louis Central Business District saw the steepest drop in foot traffic of 66 major cities between the start of the pandemic and last summer. Joan Doniger, Bloomberg Radio.
Downtown St. Louis residents say the Journal's report should be a wake-up call. Citizens for a Greater Downtown St. Louis released a statement calling existing planning efforts superficial. They said, quote, the conditions that the article describes echo exactly what our group has been warning for nearly 6 years, long before the pandemic accelerated the decline of our downtown, close quote. They say the downtown area's lack of visitors is not because of external factors, but because of indifference, inattention, and, quote, incompetence by city government, and quote.
St. Louis Public School District has completed its 2023 audit. The district previously failed to submit their audit to the state by the December 31st deadline and has had state funding withheld. St. Louis Public School CFO Angie Banks says they will receive those withheld funds once they submit the audit to the state.
Through April, we'll probably have about $5.4 million that will be withheld. And that will be, once we submit the audit to DESE, that will start to flow in May. So all those funds will be recovered.
The funding being withheld did not impact their operations, according to Banks. She noted experienced employees having to retire as the primary reason the audit was late.
St. Louis City Hall hopes to avoid an employment disaster if the earnings tax becomes exempt for remote workers.
Director of Personnel Sonia Gray says the city's hiring freeze is a proactive move intended to avoid a potential negative impact on the city's existing workforce.
The hiring freeze was implemented to avoid potential layoffs. In the event that the state legislature decided to not vote in our favor with regards to the city earnings tax.
She says all current listed open positions by the city are still hiring. However, the city will not accept new job opening listings for non-essential employees. Gray testified she has not been involved in discussions about what trigger points the city is looking for that would allow them to end the freeze. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Meanwhile, Amalgamated Transit Union Local 788 Call-A-Ride members have a new contract with Metro.
Members approved the contract late last month. It's a three-year deal providing base pay increases, ratification of bonuses, and other benefits that will reinforce Metro Transit's retention and recruitment efforts. For many months, Call-A-Ride customers have not had transportation available to them because of staffing shortages. The Bi-State Development Board of Commissioners will vote to formally ratify the new labor contract. That will happen at the next board meeting Friday, April 19th. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The FBI special agent in charge of the St. Louis field office will now head up the agency's inspection division in Washington, D.C. Jay Greenberg was assigned to St. Louis in 2022. Over his nearly two-decade career in the FBI, Greenberg has handled civil rights, public corruption, government fraud, and white-collar crime cases. The agency says he was instrumental in executing its domestic and international violent crime efforts. Greenberg also designed and implemented the FBI's body-worn camera program.
Now, KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer.
The first sickle cell treatment center for adults in the St. Louis area has just opened its doors.
It's in a 1,700-square-foot space on the third floor of the Center for Advanced Medicine at Barnes Jewish Hospital. The treatment center's director is Dr. Sana Safer-Raymond.
Just the other day, I saw a patient in clinic, and she was in pain, and I said, well, do you know we have a new treatment center? And we just called downstairs. They said, send her over. So I saw her in clinic, and then she just walked down and got the pain relief she needed right there and then.
Dr. Safer-Raymond says the Sickle Cell Treatment Center provides adult patients with a dedicated space where they can go to get the pain relief they need when suffering a sickle cell crisis, which up until now was not easy to do. Dr. Safer-Raymond says Barnes Jewish has about 400 to 450 adult sickle cell patients, while children sees about 500 to 600 kids with sickle cell. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, the problematic Shell gas station and convenience store on Tucker in downtown West will be closing later this year as part of a settlement of two lawsuits. The Downtown West Neighborhood Improvement Association and the owner of the Globe building across the street both sued the owners of the Shell, calling it a nuisance property that attracts crime. From 1990 to 2021, there were 6,300 calls for police. After the Shell shuts down August 1st, the site will not be allowed to reopen as a gas station or a convenience store.
A new 16-acre park opening on the Missouri side of the old Chain of Rocks Bridge. There will be an event this Sunday from 2 to 4 to celebrate. Emma Clues is with Great Rivers Greenway.
The next thing that is going to break ground nearby here, actually, is the Brickline Greenway on Market Street. So we've built those two blocks right at City Park Stadium, along outside of the new soccer stadium, and that will continue along Market Street to Compton at Harris Stowe State University.
The celebration to kick off that project will be May 1st. First, the construction will get underway after that.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.